Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about 18 Minutes by Peter Bregman. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about being busy?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those books that makes you realize you've been doing it all wrong. Bregman's whole point is that we're not actually productive when we're constantly multitasking and reacting. We're just busy.
Right. And he starts by dismantling the myth of multitasking. I love how he says the human brain isn't designed to focus on two complex things at once. We're just switching tasks really fast, which drains our mental energy.
Exactly. And that leads to mistakes and burnout. So his first step is to accept that you can't do everything. You have to make choices based on what truly matters.
And that's where the to-be list comes in. Instead of a never-ending to-do list, he wants us to define who we want to be for the year. Pick just 5 themes, like be more present with family or become a more creative leader.
Yes, that was a huge shift for me. I used to set goals like lose 10 pounds, but that's not a theme. A theme is more like nurture my health. It's about identity, not just tasks.
Then you break that down into daily actions. He recommends a 5-minute morning ritual. Before you check email, look at your calendar and ask yourself what one thing will make the most progress on your top theme. Then schedule that as your power hour.
And that's where the 18 minutes come in. Because planning in the morning is great, but by 10 o'clock you're lost in a sea of interruptions. So Bregman says take a midday pause, exactly 18 minutes.
Tell me how that works. I remember the breakdown. 5 minutes to review your plan, 8 minutes to check in with how you're feeling, and 5 minutes to recommit to your focus for the rest of the day.
Right. It's a structured pause that forces you to step off the hamster wheel. Are you still on track? Are you stressed or distracted? What do you need to adjust? It's revolutionary because it builds awareness.
Honestly, I tried it yesterday. I was in the middle of a crazy afternoon, and I just stopped. I realized I'd been responding to emails about things that weren't even on my priority list. So I shut my laptop and spent the next hour on my actual project.
That's exactly the point. And he also gives practical tactics for managing specific distractions, like the 4 Ds for email: delete, do, defer, and or delegate. If something takes less than 2 minutes, just do it right away. Otherwise, schedule it or hand it off.
And meetings. He says most meetings are a waste because they lack a clear agenda. He advocates for standing meetings, shorter meetings, and just not going to ones that aren't essential. I've already started declining more.
But beyond the tactics, the book is really philosophical. Bregman argues that true success isn't about doing more, it's about doing less. Having the courage to say no to good things so you can say yes to great ones.
That's hard, though. Because we're conditioned to think more is better. But he says perfectionism is the enemy. Aim for good enough in most areas so you can be excellent in the few that matter most. I actually pushed back on this at first, but then I thought about my own life.
Yeah, and he ties it all to connection. He tells this story about a CEO who was incredibly successful, but felt lonely and unfulfilled. The turning point was when he started having honest, vulnerable conversations with his team. It's a reminder that we can't do it alone.
And failure. He says we're too afraid to fail, so we don't take risks. But every mistake is a data point. Fail fast, learn quickly, move on. That mindset is essential for growth.
The whole book feels like a conversation with a wise friend. Bregman shares his own struggles with distraction and failure. It's not a magic formula, it's a daily discipline. Some days you'll nail it, other days you won't. The key is to keep coming back.
My biggest takeaway is that I'm the architect of my own attention. I can choose where to focus. I'm not a victim of my inbox or my calendar. And the 18-minute pause is the tool that makes that choice conscious.
Yeah, and if you want to go deeper, the whole library of over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen in any language for just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So it's not about doing more, it's about being more. one focused moment at a time.
Exactly. We'll see you in the next one.